Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm not even going to say celebrating 10 years a year, because not, we're in the 11th day. Okay, yay. I'll erase that. Oh, celebrating 11 years. Somebody changed it. That was cute. Hey, good morning, everybody. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 21st of December, four more shopping days. I'm going out shopping today. I'm going to break down.
I'm not going to wait till the last minute.
Okay. It's in the news, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing all right.
You're looking exceptionally.
Grinchy?
Exceptionally.
This is my Grinch sweater today.
Grinchy. Okay, Grinchy. I would have said something else, but okay, I'll go with Grinchy.
Hey,
what's the weather look like?
We are looking at a high today of around 63 degrees with a slight chance of showers tonight. If you have not left the house yet, then you might want to allow for a little extra time coming into town. I had to defrost my car on the way in. And we do have patches of fog in the low-lying areas, but mostly it doesn't seem to be impeding driving very much. But we will have a low of 39 overnight, and pretty much that off and on throughout the week until it looks like showers are likely on Christmas Day. But in the mountains, that means probably a white Christmas.
Well, that would be nice because we have no moisture.
Yes.
We need something out there. And the Mount Shasta is still not open. They were expecting more snow. They got 2 to 3 inches, and they don't have enough snowmaking machines, so they could not open this past weekend. And who knows when? They said something about a pineapple express that pushed everything to the north,
and
maybe a little bit warmer.
Yeah, that's the jet stream comes from
you talk
Hawaii,
about
so.
You know, you talk about businesses. So here's a business that waits all year. I mean, practically. To open up, and you know, okay, so they spent all the money on the COVID, you know, stuff, and they got all these things done, and then it doesn't snow. Can you imagine just the frustrations that is? And you can't link it. You can't get, like, you know, they passed a new stimulus bill for COVID, you know, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But then, you know, so they say, I'd like to apply for the COVID. I'm sorry, just because it snows, it doesn't snow, is not a reason. Wow.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You know, all the propane comes out of, you know, the same area down there. The difference is in the customer service, and Shasta Gas Propane is just outstanding. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 365-3793. And on the phone, we have Scott Seaton. Good morning, buddy.
Morning, Carl. How are you?
Well, I am living the dream. I come to work every day. You know, I put in a grueling 2 hours and then walk out the door and let other people try and handle this. I go into my office and get on Facebook and get in little battles with people. You know, the typical. But you, on the other hand, you don't quite have the ability to do that.
It's a little bit different now, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Isn't it? You know, I was kind of being facetious with that. But there's so many things that we miss. And one of them is we miss the symphonies. We really do.
I'm with you there, Carl.
So, but you've got some things coming up.
Yeah. We've been able to transform a physical world into a virtual one, at least for now. And we have our third program for this fall coming up on Christmas Eve of all times, and we're looking forward to it.
On Christmas Eve. Gosh, you know what? It's hard to say, but it's just a couple of days away.
It's very soon. And this month, we celebrate Beethoven's 250th birthday. So this is a big month, as you can imagine. And so this Christmas Eve, we have a nice little program because we figure most people are stuck inside anyway, so... we wanted to try to give people something to do. So we have a nice little virtual concert that starts out actually with a game. And we're going to play some snippets of some of his music, and we're going to ask people to guess which period of his life that these snippets belong to. And there's a chance for some prizes at the end. So, you know, we hope people can tune in for that. But we're also doing one of his featured pieces from, let's call it his middle period, his quartet, Opus 18, number 2, actually his early period, when he was just figuring out how to write music. And so he was very inspired by, you know, the big names like Haydn and Mozart, and he wrote this nice little piece. And then we're actually going to end the program with a nice little holiday surprise, so something to put people into the spirit.
Well, now, how are we going to get to be able to listen to this and
observe
it?
Sure. One of the good things about this whole mess we're in is we've actually been able to make connections that we might not have otherwise. So if you have public access TV, it's going to be on there, but you can also go to our YouTube page. Just go to YouTube, type in North State Symphony, our page comes up, and you should be able to pinpoint our virtual premiere that will start streaming at 7 p.m. And also, you know, during our regular live concerts, I give a pre-concert talk before the program. Well, nowadays, in our virtual world, I give the pre-concert talk 2 days before the concert is. So on Tuesday the 22nd at 7 p.m., I'll give a live pre-concert talk where I'll chat about the music. I'll be joined by our executive director, and it's a nice little moment to just absorb what you'll be listening to. And what's nice about this is if you want to listen to something before the concert, you're more than welcome to. And it's like we're just trying something a little bit different, and we'll see how that sticks for a while.
Well, that's great. Now, I tell you what, you got a few minutes, or you have something else?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take an early break, and then I'm going to come back. I want you to talk to me about Beethoven. Tell me something. I mean,
sure.
Beethoven, I mean, if people think of composers, if people think of composers from that era, and that, you know, in the classical music, it seems like Beethoven, his name comes up probably first for some reason, and I don't know if it's because of Peanuts. And, well, no, you know, it was, you know, what was his name? Schuyler.
Schroeder
would be playing Beethoven all the time. I don't know. Maybe that's the first time I ever heard it. But we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk to us a little bit about that. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. Now, I love my in-laws. I love my in-laws. They are some of the, I mean, it's like my family. It's like my mom and dad. But the bed they have for us to sleep on is like a trampoline. I'm not kidding you. And it's small. And so whoever gets to bed first gets the bed. So, you know, so Linda goes to bed earlier than I do. So I get in there, and it is just not a good night's sleep. I mean, I am just like rolling around on the bed and, you know, trying not to wake her up. And then pretty soon, about 2 in the morning, I don't care. Give me some of the covers. But Sleep Number, on the other hand, is quality sleep. I couldn't wait. I got into the bed last night, and it, you know, I turned off the light, laid down in the bed. That was it. Till 6 o'clock this morning, which is a little bit later than I usually get up. But a quality sleep is essential for health, performance, and sanity. Yes, sanity. And the second latest bedtime for sleep IQ, people that use the sleep IQ mattress, was Christmas Eve, right behind New Year's Eve. So now you can make a change in your life, in the life of your kids, your children, or your loved ones. Give comfort and joy for life-changing sleep for a limited time. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing. It ends today only at our Sleep Number store over at the Target Shopping Center. Now, that's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments are required. You can see sleepnumber.com for details. But go over there and take a look at it. My Sleep Number setting is 55. Last night I dropped it to 50, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. And I guarantee you, you're not going to sleep any better than on a Sleep Number mattress. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah. that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy. With the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios and the symphony of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 0605-4567. Get those phones ready because when we finish with Scott, we're going to be talking about, you know, vaccines. Is Joe Biden going to be your president and things like that? So I know there's going to be lots of comments. Anyway, but we're on the line with Scott Seaton, who is the conductor of the North State Symphony, and plus you work as guest conductor in many, many other places. Is that correct, Scott?
Or am in a normal year, yes.
In a normal year, okay, that's right. I forget. Hey, would you like to join my club, Scott? It's easy to join on New Year's Eve. Almost right at the stroke, you take a drink of your favorite libation, and you promise never to mention 2020 again. And then you can become a member of my club.
Sounds easy enough.
Doesn't it? I doubt it. I'm the president of the club, and I don't know if I can do it. Okay. Hey, tell us about Beethoven.
Well, he was quite a guy, and his actual birthday was sometime two or three days ago, 250 years ago. And I say two or three because no one is actually sure what day he was actually born, because a lot of people are convinced that his dad sort of flubbed his age on purpose for whatever reason. So no one is sure when Beethoven's actual birthday in December is, but it happened this month. And what's special about that is, you know, he is this iconic artist that pretty much had a rough time all the way through his life. I mean, from having struggles as a kid with his dad and granddad, and going on to study with Haydn and being sort of this rebel, not taking his lessons seriously, that sort of thing, to when he first discovered he was losing his hearing. Now, imagine this, a composer, a musician who is aware that one of his main vehicles for work, for life, for happiness, was slowly deteriorating. And that was a hard thing to digest. And around the early 1800s, when he was, you know, just in his 30s, he wrote a letter, a very famous letter called the Heiligenstadt Testament, where he basically said, you know, I had thoughts of suicide, but it was my art that kept me back. And of course, in the next few years, he would go on to write things like his Ninth Symphony, which is this huge testament to mankind, to brotherhood, to people coming together. And so, you know, it's hard to imagine a world where that didn't happen. So he pushed through a lot of struggle in his life, and among other things, he had a lot of family stuff going on where he was in a custody battle for his nephew Carl. I mean, it seems like things really never ended with whatever he was dealing with. It seems like Beethoven's life is a giant metaphor for 2020.
Wow. Yeah, and imagine that I understand he used to put his head on the piano, so he could
right.
he could hear, but he could feel the vibrations.
Yep, imagine having to listen to music that way.
Well, but the other thing is so amazing because he wrote it for other instruments too.
Right,
and being like that, wow.
Yeah, and when he, you know, you had a snippet of the Ninth Symphony on your radio just now.
Yeah.
When that premiered, he was completely deaf. He, quote-unquote, conducted the performance, the first performance of it, but he could hear nothing, just zero. It was all in his head at that point. So,
Is that some kind of brilliance on a level that most people will never, ever, ever achieve?
Well, it just shows how deeply ingrained the music was in his own being. That, you know, even though he was waving his arms and the music was in his head, he had help from another conductor. But it was still, you know, when the music ended, one of the musicians in front of him had to actually grab him and turn him around to acknowledge the thunderous audience you know, clapping that was all around him. But you can't even imagine how emotional that moment might have been for him.
Wow. You know, it's amazing. You know, you talk about genius, about somebody that do you ever think? I mean, you write music. Correct.
I mostly interpret music. I've tried to write, but it's just not my thing.
Yeah. But do you think anybody ever, when they do something like this or write a book, do you think they ever think, you know, centuries from now, people will be listening to this?
Well, that's what we can hope.
I don't know. It just seems like it just seems like, you know, when they're doing something, they're doing it for the joy, or they're doing it for, you know, a lot of it is this wanting to get this out and get what's in their soul out so other people can listen to it. And I just wonder if they ever think it, well, you know, 300 years from now, they're still going to be doing this. I don't know if people think
of
it like that.
The best art is a reflection of our inner self, a living piece of history that people can relate to ages and ages down the road. You know, it's for the artist, it's an attempt to make your internal world external, and the best artists are the ones that we keep coming back to, and Beethoven is certainly one of those.
Yeah, wow. Okay, tell us again how people on Christmas Eve can listen to Beethoven.
Well, you can go to the North State Symphony YouTube page. You can go to our social media pages, specifically Facebook if you're on there, or you can tune into a variety of public access stations in Reading. It's SCAC TV. I think it's 190, 191 or something like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways you can listen, and all of our main concerts are free. We also have, in a regular year, we have subscribers to the symphony where you buy your tickets and you sit in your specific seats. Because we don't have seats this year, we've switched our subscription model to a membership model. And if you're a member of the symphony, you then get additional performances sent to you where, you know, for instance, you can even hear me playing saxophone, which is kind of a rarity, but it's out there. So, yeah, all things that are a little bit different this year.
A little bit different this year. Okay. Well, thanks so much for being with us, Scott, today. And have a Merry Christmas. And let's may 2021 be everything you wish for.
You too, Carl. Yeah, it's been quite a year. And thanks for taking the time to listen to me. And a Merry Christmas to you, too. And I hope everyone can tune in on Christmas Eve.
You know what? I can think, because you're right, it's just going to be families, small families. You're not going to see big gatherings anymore. Or at least not this. I don't know. Maybe you will, but this is a good time to have it. A good time to listen to a concert.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
And enjoy the concept. So, okay. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Bye bye. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci surgical robotic system. This is less intrusive, enables the surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery. That means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3123.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
The seals, you say whatever's cute and squeal, but you kill that thing that's in the womb. Would not want no baby boom. Good, bad, laugh and scorn.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction has been around for about 11 years, and it's was started by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, and they're teaching over 46 different places in California. It's probably the largest privately owned company, firearms instruction company. If you, during the class, if, you know, it's so hard to find ammunition, if you can't find ammo for the class for your, to get your CCW, Northern Firearms Instruction has ammo that they will sell to you at a very reasonable price. It can be used for the training, of course, just training only out there. But you can get classes in CCW, advanced pistol, defense of your home, shotgun, rifle, and even unarmed combat. All of this is at Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to usgunpro.com or countyccw.com or give them a call, 530-999-1822. Okay. COVID assistance bill is ready for signature. It's going to pay about $1,200 a month extra, or I think it's $300 a week extra on top of the regular unemployment, which means it's going to be a great Christmas for San Quentin inmates who seem to be getting this unemployment from our EDD, even though that people that legitimately deserve unemployment have put in for unemployment still. Many of them are still not getting checks, and it's only been 6 months. Another great government organization, and this is the type, and you want these organizations to run your health care, right? Run your medical care. Think about it. What has a government really ever gotten done correctly over a period of time? And, okay, that was kind of an aside there, but they have signed the bill. It's going, I think it said $600 checks to family members, several other things like that. Both sides gave a little bit, gave in, and the Democrats took off the bill help to county governments and state governments, which was just a way of bailing them out for bad decisions. It could have been done weeks ago. I mean, we all know that. It was purely Nancy Pelosi holding this thing up. It could have moved forward before the election, but that would have been a positive right before the election, and they just couldn't have that because they wanted everything negative possibly to fall on the Trump administration. But let's talk about the vaccine. They just also okayed the Moderna vaccine, and it's being distributed. And I'm going to get into something a little bit later. These big things about some of the things that happened in the science field during 2020. Now, obviously, the largest one is the
Bethlehem Star. That's tonight.
Oh,
Okay.
Okay. We'll get to that right after this. the thing about it is we, you know, we're starting to give out doses of the vaccine, and there's, you know, there's lots of questions. Are you going to get a vaccine? Now, Kamala Harris, the vice president elect, has said that I wouldn't take a shot that's done by the Trump administration. As did, you know, Gavin Newsom and all these other guys. Oh no, don't trust it. And then now, oh, okay, trust it. Okay, it's okay. I mean, but think about this. They came up with this vaccine in 6 or 7 months that some people are saying, well, it hasn't been tested. We don't know what the side effects are going to be. There have been cases where, you know, there's been one case where a woman who had no allergies became very, you know, had a very an allergic reaction after the shot, but that's the only one I've heard of. But then again, you don't know because the media tells you what you want to hear. I mean, you really have to research. I mean, if as far as you know, Hunter Biden is in the running for the Attorney General. Because, oh, no, that was just, oh, no, a Russian hoax. Oh, maybe not so fast. And Joe Biden is going to appoint an Attorney General that is going to be the one that will probably be the one that that does the investigation, the Attorney General's office. I'm not saying that there could be, and they'll say that Joe Biden, when he's talking to the Attorney General candidates, will never mention Hunter Biden's name. You know why he won't mention it? It's because Hunter's going to be sitting in the room with him. He'll be sitting in Joe's lap, being covered and protected by Daddy. And okay, that won't. I'm just being facetious this morning. Go with me. But do you really think that an attorney general doesn't know that that's one of the questions? Oh, you're going to put somebody on Hunter. You know, and Joe Biden said Hunter Biden is one of the smartest people he knows, which tells me right then, Joe, you better widen your circle a little bit. If he's the smartest guy you know, this is the guy that gets kicked out of the Navy for cocaine abuse, knowing that they give, oh, yeah, urinalysis test. Oh, okay. He's the one that leaves a rental car with all types of drug paraphernalia and identification on the front seat. Yeah, that was him. He's the one, of course, who got the stripper pregnant and then refused to admit it till they had the DNA test. Oh, okay, it could be mine. You know, but he doesn't. Does Hunter believe in DNA? It may be beyond his capabilities. And then, of course, the infamous computer that he left in there for 90 days. You know, all the stuff that's on. I mean, people haven't begun. To hear about all this stuff, all these emails and all this, but it was other weird stuff on there. He might have been able to be arrested just for that. However, if Joe thinks Hunter is one of the smartest people he knows, we got to take a close look at who he's appointing to his cabinet and to other positions. Where was I? Let's talk about one of the other things, the star.
So sorry, I wasn't sure if that you were being sincere there.
No, let's talk about because this happens once every 2,000 years or something.
Well, it's been 800 years since this particular quote unquote star has happened. It's a conjunction of planets. I believe it's Jupiter and Saturn, some of the biggest ones out there, and they're going to be overlapping in the sky, which is going to make it extra bright. And this hasn't happened since the year, one of the 1,200 years, almost 800 years from ago. But it's going to appear tonight on the winter solstice. So the solstice technically happens at 5:05. I believe this conjunction is going to be around 5:45. But you're going to look toward the sunset, southwest, that direction. And there's going to be a bright new star about a third of the way up the sky. And it's those two planets aligning and then disappearing again. But it should be very cool.
And that's going to be tonight?
Tonight, 5:45. I already set my alarm.
Oh, in the morning?
Tonight.
Okay. Tonight at 5:45.
17:45.
17:45 for the...
You're going to look southwest about a third of the way up the sky. We're going to see a little remnant of the sunset, but you should be able to see a bright star that you've never seen before and won't ever see again. It's Jupiter and Saturn are going to overlap in the sky, and they call it the Bethlehem star, if you wanted to go research more about
that. Because
it's
extremely bright, and this could be one of the, this could have been the night that Jesus was born.
The Magi were following him.
Yeah. Following the stars that caught the, and then where it crossed together in the brightest, there it was.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
It's super cool to me.
Okay. We'll be putting that on Facebook today.
I can.
Please do that, because that'll be, you know what? It's kind of like Beethoven. Beethoven, you know, and you think about it. I mean, you write a book, and you write books. You're a published author. Do you ever think that 300 years from now that somebody may be reading your book?
Unlikely.
But you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and then one of these, you know, and then 300 years from now, this wonderful author who never got the acclaim he should have, and they're making movies out of your books. If they still do movies then, or whatever they do. I mean, think about it. 100 years from now.
Yeah.
But when you write something, you don't think of that. You think of, you need to, you know, you have the story in you and you need to get it out.
Yeah, there's something he mentioned that was quite astute about artists in general is the best art always is a reflection of the artist. And one of the authors that I really enjoy reading, he says you write to discover something about yourself. And so that humanity that when we strip away all of the other pieces that go on, I think fantasy and sci-fi can be some of the truest art out there. There are very few characters in modern pop culture that looks at humanity the way Data does. And he's not human. And Spock, same scenario. So that diving art gives us a way to look at humanity and look at ourselves as compared to entertainment is just sort of everyone experiences it the same way.
Okay.
I just had this conversation on the podcast, so it's something that's been churning in my head quite a bit.
Okay, it's moving on. At 5:45 tonight, though, look in the southwest, my friends, and right at the end of the sunset, you'll see the brightest star you've ever seen. It's when Jupiter and Mercury, right?
Saturn. Jupiter and Saturn are the two largest planets in the system.
Yeah.
So they're going to be extra bright.
And they'll line up today. So you'll get kind of like a twofer.
Yes.
All right. Hey, New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland. Looks like she's going to be the choice, or she is the choice for the Interior Secretary. She is a Native American out of New Mexico. She's a member of the Pueblo Laguna tribe. And I just happen to know where that's at because it's the Laguna Pueblo is at least the one that there may be different groups of them, but it's kind of, I think it's north of Albuquerque. And I've been there several times. And really, really great people there. But she's the she's one of the first Native American women that was elected to Congress, and now she's going to go for the Interior Secretary. The local Ready Rancheria thinks that's not a bad idea. They were talking about it on the show when they were here. That and having a Native American with and she's an environmentalist, but I understand she's also one that listens. And the fact is we're going to have to wait and see. But that could also have a impact on the Bureau of Indian Affairs and who they're going to put in there. And wouldn't that be interesting if they had a Native American in the Bureau of Indian Affairs? And would that make a difference on the decision of where to let the Ready Rancheria build their casino? You know, since it was kind of like put on hold by the Trump administration, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, that what if there's a 180 on this? And they said, sure, you can build it there on I-5. What happens then? Something to think about. And like I said, many of the Native American tribes and organizations were happy to see that Congressman Haaland was nominated for the Department of Interior. We're going to take a break. When we come back, here's the question. Poll says 56%, only 56% of America says Biden is their president. Huh. That's kind of interesting when you think about it. But let's talk about that when we get back. 56%, only 56% say Biden is their president. And I'd like, you know, during this break, Ashley, see if you can find the same thing for Trump. How many people said Trump was their president, you know, when he was there at the height of his furor, which started on his inauguration and is still going on right now. So I imagine the numbers are about the same. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, of course, is wishing everybody happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And if you need help on your insurance, this is starting a new year on health insurance. Yeah. And there are things like 32 different medical, you know, your meds plans in Social Security, 32 of them. So how do you know which one you really need? Well, Maxwell Insurance and Financial is there to help you. That and getting making sure you're ready for this year, because who knows what 2021 brings. You know, you're saying to yourself, it can't be any worse than 2020. However, 2021 could be that, you know, that 18-year-old from South Georgia that says, hold my beer and watch this. Let's hope that's not what happens. But Maxwell Insurance and Financial will make sure if it is, you're protected and you're taken care of. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give them a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Table Games gives back at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 is up for grabs. Play 10 hours each week to qualify. $5 minimum bet. We're giving away stacks of cash. $10,000 every Thursday. Two $5,000 winners. For all the details, visit our friendly dealers at the 21 pit and 2020 with a pocket full of cash. Drawings Thursdays at 9 p.m. We provide a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 Table Games gives back. WindRiver.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palo Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm out of breath because I was dancing around the room. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us this morning, 7:50 in the morning. And it's approximately, oh gosh, how cold is it out there, young lady?
Mid-30s.
Mid-30s. Gee, no wonder the dog didn't want to go outside today.
At the airport, we have 37 degrees right now.
Oh, you know it's cold when you have to pick up the dog, carry her outside, and I put her down on the bricks, and she looks at me. and she looks at me. You know what? And it's like a look of sadness, pain. Why are you doing this to me? Go on, go outside. I know you have to go. And she stands there on the bricks trying to, like, warm them up, knowing that if she takes a step, her feet will get cold again. I mean, it's, you know, meanwhile, yeah. I'm out there freezing. And, you know, I'm pleading with her, go on, it's been all night, I know you have to. And so she'll stand there for like, 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes, doesn't move. Come on. And I try to push her out in the grass. Oh, no. You know, have you ever tried to push a dog that doesn't want to go someplace? they contort themselves in such weird positions, but they don't move. Okay, so as soon as I turn toward the house, she races in there, runs back, wants to get in bed. Put her in bed. Two minutes later, she's in my face. Oh, let's go out. I'm ready now. Get up again. Walk outside. Take her out. No, she's all ready now. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm still freezing. Come back. Okay. Why don't you just lay on the floor like you usually do? Nope, I need to get into bed because you're going to get up here in like 45 minutes. It's always like 5 o'clock.
Of course.
It's either 3:30 or 5. So, okay, I'm just going to lay here for another 15 minutes. That's it. She's asleep. Boom, just like that. Linda says, you want me to take the dog out? No, I've already done it. Anyway, somebody asked me a question. Carl, is ammo in short supply only in California? No, my friend, it's not. My son, living in New Mexico, said he says, real shortage there. Idaho, Oregon, Nevada. Just laugh in Nevada if you try and find ammo there. I was in Sacramento this weekend, and went to Bass Pro Shop. Huge place. I walk to the ammo section, and there's a guy standing there. I said, you got ammo? He goes, yeah. I said, you do? He says, yeah, if you shoot a .454 Causal, which is a you know, the cartridges for that, because it is a large gun, costs like $4 a piece or $5 a piece or something. And he says, and I said, no, I don't have that. Do you have anything from 38s to 45s? He goes, and after he didn't laugh at me, he just kind of shook his head.
He laughed in your direction.
Well, he shook his head in commiseration with me. He goes, no, I'm sorry. So I turned and walked out. So for a confident civilian, no, there's no ammo out there. And here's the thing is, there's no restrictions on it. No, George Soros didn't buy all the ammunition companies. Here's what it is. There was such a run on ammo and guns that literally the ammo companies and COVID. Now, COVID had an impact, too, because, workers couldn't go to the job. workers were getting sick. But where the, you know, the lead and the brass and all of these, you know, the mining for it and building that portion, you know, providing that portion slowed way down. And I read an article, and it's a sad article, my friends, so just get used to this. They're thinking maybe May, because they used up all of their reserves. Everybody was buying it. And it's, and this one company who is, bought another ammo company in Louisiana. So you've got like 2,000 people working 24-hour shifts down there building ammo. And it's still, you know, you still can't keep it. Now, why? It's kind of like, remember the toilet paper shortage when COVID first came out? Everybody had to have toilet paper and the wipes. And then there was none. So we have photos of people scooting along like a dog does in their front yard because they had no toilet paper. They were pulling leaves off their trees. Don't use the aloe plants. Don't use the aloe plants.
Don't use the poison ivy.
Don't use the poison ivy, poison oak. No, don't use that. So that's what's happened. That's why they're limiting you to like two. This is why my brother-in-law stands in line for 2 hours. 2 hours in a line to buy ammo. And then they're rude to him. They're rude to him. I just want to spend my money here. They're rude. He found a place, though. Okay, I'm letting it out. There's a place in Sacramento that did have some ammo because a shipment just came in. But this was like last week, so it's gone. So I'm not even going to name it. And the government didn't impose some types of restrictions. It is lack of components. Tired of making money. No, they're not tired of making money. Trust me. Okay, is Joe Biden your president? 56% of the people polled in this national poll said, yes, he's my president, which means the rest are questioning that. So everybody goes, oh, it's because people are bad-mouthing Biden. No, you go back and you look at Trump's in 2017, and my producer pulls this out for me. A majority of young adults, and this came from the Gen Forward poll, so it's going to young people between the ages of 18 and 30. Majority of young adults say Trump's president is illegitimate. Why? Why was it illegitimate? Because he didn't win the popular vote. Because they don't know anything about civics. They don't realize it's Electoral College, which we're going to discuss today with our next guest, is what counts. You know, they were quick to point it out when Joe Biden wins. He won Electoral College. He won the same amount of votes that Trump did. And he's president. They also point out that he had more of the popular vote, but that's still up in the air from some people. Now, somebody asked me, is Joe Biden going to be your president? Absolutely. He gets inaugurated. Guess what? He's my president. Jimmy Carter was my president and immediately froze my pay and cut benefits for the military. Immediately. He was still my president. Ronald Reagan came back and gave us a big raise. He was my president. See, who else was my president? Reagan, and then Bush was my president, and he sent me to Somalia. And that wasn't, am I getting my days mixed up? No. Okay. It went Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush. That was about it. That was the last one. I thought Obama for a little bit. No, he got in after I got out. Every one of them was my president. Everyone was my president. Do I have to agree with the things they're doing? No. Do I fight it tooth and nail with every ounce of my soul against some of the things I see that they want to do or they have done? Absolutely. But he's my president. And I hope that Joe Biden will actually do what he says. Try to draw this country together. And if he reaches out like that, I'm more than happy to support that. But when you think about it, some of the things that are said, some of the things that have been done, that's going to be questionable. The other thing is that, you know, when this thing comes to an end, and it will, when the Electoral College is voted and the inauguration is going to be next month, Joe Biden is your president. I know. There's lots out there that say, no, he's not. I'm not going to accept him. Well, you really don't have much of a choice. And I'll tell you the same thing I told those stupid celebrities. Yeah, he's your president. If you don't want to be your president, if it means that much to you, and move to Belize and see what it's like down there, or Costa Rica, which is nice. Move to Nicaragua. Anyway, hey, when we come back, we've got the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we're going to be talking Electoral College.
We'll be joined to a broader $1.4 trillion omnibus spending bill to keep the government up and running for the next year. The bill will provide another round of personal payments as well as more money for supplemental unemployment checks. Today, lawmakers debate and vote on the final version of the bill before sending it on to President Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Americans need the help. He says time to act is now.
While the resilience of the American people have brought along our economic recovery faster than expected, it will remain both insufficient and tenuous until the vaccines that will end this fight have been distributed all across the nation.
In a case dating back to 1988, the Justice Department has now charged a third suspect identified as a Libyan explosives expert. The bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, the attack killed 259 people in the air, an additional 11 on the ground. President-elect Biden to receive the coronavirus vaccine on live TV today, part of a growing effort to convince Americans that the shot is safe.
Biden had said he didn't want to get in front of anybody else online, but many D.C. politicians have already gotten vaccinated. And at 78 years old, he falls into the next category slated to receive shots. A federal advisory panel recommended Sunday people 75 and older and essential workers like firefighters, teachers, and grocery store workers should be next in line for the vaccine.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 274 points. The NASDAQ off 193 points and the S&P 59 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage, 425 Middle Park Road, Midland, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A police officer in the Philippines charged in the murder of a mother and her son following a confrontation over noise. BBC's Howard Johnson in Manila.
The casual killing of an unarmed mother and son during the build-up to Christmas has triggered outrage on social media. This morning, the hashtag StopTheKillingsPH began trending. Human Rights Watch say the killing should be seen in the context of an enabling environment for police violence. Since President Rodrigo Duterte came to power in 2016, at least 8,000 people have been killed as a result of his anti-illegal drug crackdown. But the president's spokesperson says Mr. Duterte will not protect Sergeant Noesca and that justice will be served.
A German court has convicted a man of murder and attempted murder, sentencing him to life in prison for his attack on a synagogue last year on Yom Kippur, Judaism's holiest day, killed two people. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Miami Dolphins run through the New England Patriots, edging closer to a postseason berth.
The Patriots' string of 11 straight postseason appearances is over following a 22-12 loss to the Dolphins. Undrafted rookie Salvin Ahmed and veteran Matt Breida combined for 208 yards rushing after Miami entered the game ranked last in the NFL in yards per carry. Ahmed became the first 100-yard rusher for the team since 2018, finishing with 122 as the Dolphins improved to 9-5. Breida added 86 yards, and the Dolphins totaled a season-high 250 against the Patriots. Tua Tagovailoa capped a 14-play, 90-yard drive with a 3-yard burst into the end zone, putting Miami ahead 15-9. I'm Dave Ferry.
Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Notre Dame selected for the college football playoff semifinals. Notre Dame was picked over Texas A&M for the final berth and will take on Alabama on January 1st. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Can you hear okay? Good morning, everybody. It is the 21st of December. I am going to start my Christmas shopping today. Maybe. It depends. It depends if sportsmen
You still have like a week.
I have 4 days.
There you go.
I have 4 days. A week. I have a week.
Monday through Friday is a week.
This gets down to hours now. You have less than 100 hours.
There you go.
Oh, you like that?
You know, Linda watches me. And she likes to see if I sweat. Uh-huh. You know, your forehead's sweating, dear. You haven't gone shopping yet, have you? I went, of course I have. Did you see that arrive in the mail the other day? And she goes, yeah. And I didn't tell her it was for me. But no. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your healing starts there. Today, of course, is the 21st, and Ashley has the weather. I can't believe it's still in the 30s.
Yeah, we're getting closer to the upper end of the 30s right now with a 38 out at the airport currently, but we're looking at a high of 63 today with a slight chance of showers tonight, but we should be clear for much of the rest of the week. So if you wanted to go look at Christmas lights and socially distanced in your car, then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are all going to be great days for that. Christmas, we're looking at a white Christmas up in the mountains, possibly, with a high near only 53 degrees and showers definitely happening in the valley area. If you are leaving the house and you park your car outside, maybe leave a couple of extra minutes just to make sure that window's fully defrosted before you head out the door.
There you go. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a local business right down in Anderson, started by Chuck and Judy Kinney a couple decades ago. They provide just outstanding customer service, and he supports this community in so many different ways. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. And I'm here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl.
I want to know. Okay.
Okay.
When it's cold out and, it's cold out. And you're walking, yeah. does that little diamond in your nose, does it get extra cold? Does it freeze the inside of your nostril?
No.
Well, how am I supposed to know unless I ask?
Good question, though. I never even thought about that when I was having it put in.
Well, you know. So why did you have it put in?
So I've been diagnosed with cancer 3 times in my life. Wow. Not expected to live. And so I made this deal with my daughter. I said, if I live to 70, I'm going to have a diamond put in my nose. Actually, I was going to have an emerald, but I settled for a diamond because there were no emeralds. So on my 70th birthday, she took me down and I put it in, and it's a reminder that life is valuable.
That's cool.
So that's the reason that's in my nose.
You know what? Ashley got the tattoo, said because she was drunk. But, you know, yours is much better. What?
I was not drunk at the time.
Oh, okay, you weren't. That's why I never drink. In the Philippines.
Yeah.
I never drink in Thailand because who knows? You could come back with your whole back done with a Thai war god or something like that. You know, it covers your whole back. Anyway, okay. We want to discuss a few things.
Right.
You were here after the election last month.
I was.
And this month, you said, you know, one of the things you wanted to discuss with the Electoral College, there's a lot of pushback out there about, oh, it's time to get rid of the Electoral College. Uh-huh. Of course, it started back when Trump was elected because they said
Or when Gore lost.
Gore lost. Well, it started there, but you know, that was, you know, okay. But when Trump got elected, he's illegitimate. Because he didn't win the popular vote. Well, That's not true. Doesn't make any difference, does it?
No.
So the Electoral College was something that was set up by our founders.
That's right. And well, that, not exactly by our founders, because
right.
it came a little later.
A little later.
Than that. Yeah,
you're right. But people are saying that it was set up to keep, for the racist white slave owners, as everything is. You know, if you listen to the New York Times, and that it's time to make it our country a mob elected democracy.
Right.
And of course, I'm being pejorative.
I know you are. And there's something to be said. You know, I would say that most people, until the Electoral College quit matching the popular vote better, I would say that most people never thought about the Electoral College.
No.
I would say that many people never heard of the Electoral College.
There's many people out there still don't know what it is.
Exactly. And that's to me what the very fascinating thing about this is it's really, in a way you could say, we don't live in a one person, one vote. I mean, everybody gets to vote, but everybody that's registered gets to vote.
Okay.
I thought I said that just for you. You know.
I just threw up in my mouth. Okay.
Sorry. So, really it's the Electoral College that decides who's going
to be. We are not a democracy. We are a republic.
That's right.
And there's the difference.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And I was on several different radio stations before the election talking about the Electoral College, including yours, but talking actually specifically about the Electoral College and the importance of the Electoral College and understanding what it's all about and why it's there. You know, and one of the reasons that it's there is to protect the votes of small states. You know.
Yeah, well, we were talking during the break. Coach Bob put it on of course, you know, if it's on Facebook, it's got to be real. But I went back and looked at it. The population of Los Angeles County,
10 million,
is equal to something like 20 states. That one county is equal. But are you saying that's not true?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought, well, maybe it's not true. But no. it had a list of, it showed all the states that Los Angeles County was bigger than their state population.
Huh, that's interesting. And that wouldn't surprise me because we have some tiny, weeny states. When you look at the Electoral College, a lot of states have 3, 4, 5, 6 electoral votes compared to California, 55.
Yeah.
I mean, we are the queen. We get the most votes of anybody.
Well, right now we do.
Yes.
I think the
Electoral College votes.
Electoral College votes, that's right.
We got to be really clear.
Well, if you look at it then, an Electoral College was made to protect the rights of those emerging states.
Mm-hmm.
And now people say, well, that's, you know, it's so far beyond them. Why should the state of South Dakota even have any because they're so small?
Right.
Well, why do we?
Yeah. And we do that because I can't say what was going through those people's minds when they did this, but we wanted to make sure that every state had a place, you know.
Yeah.
And I think one of the easy ways to do it is the way that we have it set up, and that is we count your senators and your representatives. So South Dakota, small state, don't know exactly the population there.
It's small.
But they only have three. They have their two senators and their one representative that sit up in the National Congress.
Right.
You know, and so I think that it's important. I should say, you know, I'm very active in the League of Women Voters.
Uh-huh.
And the League of Women Voters has taken a position against the Electoral College. And I'm not sure I could go there. Honestly, how would you how we get rid of the Electoral College? If we decide to get rid of it, we have to pass the constitutional amendment. We have to get 38 states to agree to that. And man, I mean, I bet I could count 38 states that have less than 10 electoral votes on my map here.
You can count the whole from Texas north.
Yes.
You know, Texas has a large amount, but from Texas north, you would not get one. You wouldn't get one of those states that would agree with this.
Right.
So
and you know, so I don't think that's a doable thing. You know how you listen to all these podcasts these days because you never go anywhere and never talk to anybody. But
it's just going to be some strange. It's going to be some strange. You know, when they come, when, you know, when the sun shines and everybody's back out again. Let's hope there's not just fisticuffs in the street here.
All right, we won't know how to talk to each other when we finish.
Well,
that.
You know, and we just talk about that one too. Let me take a break and come on back. This portion of the show brought to you by Ready Home Helpers. Sharon Clark's really stood up during this COVID. She's got the finest. Helping people in their own homes business in Northern California, maybe anywhere in California. But with this COVID and everything, she has stepped up her game even more, expanded out to help those people that need care. They need a couple hours a day. They need maybe every day stop in for a couple hours. Maybe it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But she has stepped up her game, and to help all of these people, you know, I just thoroughly admire Sharon Clark and her amazing caregivers. And she's looking for some more people that want to join her team, and whether it's part-time or full-time, give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. And remember, there's no place like home. You feel better. Can you imagine having to leave your home because you need somebody to come in a couple hours a day and nobody was there? And because of that, you would have to leave your home and go into some, you know, to another, you know, to a facility. Well, Ready Home Helpers keeps them at home. We'll be right back with Susan Clark and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What could be cozier than the promise of a homemade meal for your favorite person? This season, stop by Black Bear Diner and pick up some gift cards for your favorite folks. For every $25 in gift card purchases, you'll get a $5 Bear Buck for yourself.
Or if you're shopping in, make your buy online for an e-gift or traditional card for delivery by mail. Visit blackbeardiner.com to order. Be sure to allow extra time for mailing. Buy $25, get $5 promotion available in diner only.
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's have our rush. Let's all race down and meet at Four Winds Jewelry. It's a great selection of jewelry. Everything.
Good
from,
place to shop for Linda.
Oh, gosh, tell me about it. It's everything from estate jewelry to Native American to specifically designed pieces that they can build for you. So you have a unique piece of jewelry. Fair prices. Good people, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Their phone number is 222-2750, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, but they are not going to be open this Friday, no matter how much I beg them. Well, it's Christmas. They're not going to be open Friday. Christmas Eve, though, they've actually got extra help in there. Leonard's in there helping, and that, and he's a hoot. Just go in and talk to him. Leonard is the one that started Four Winds Jewelry and sold it to Rebecca and Henry. So, 8:21 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. I'm here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And during the break, we were talking about the Electoral College. Los Angeles County has 10 million people in it. Uh-huh. So, Ashley, during the break, researched, and you were looking at it just on your Electoral College page. There are nine states that have a population, the whole state's population, larger than 10 million.
One of those is California.
And one of those, of course, is California. Then you have Texas, Florida, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Georgia, which is just pushing it, and then North Carolina at 10,488,000. That means every state, including Michigan, New Jersey, Maryland, Minnesota, Oregon, Arizona. Oklahoma, everything else is under 10 million. So the entirety of
Oregon is less than half of LA County alone.
Yeah, yeah. So think about that. So you've got one county in one state that has a bigger population than 41 states.
This is one of the reasons that the Electoral College seems like a good idea to people. It's one of the pros for the Electoral College.
Yes.
You know, if you want to talk pros and cons for the Electoral College, that's surely one of the pros.
Because otherwise, it would be the presidential candidates would concentrate only on what makes North Carolina and above happy. Because those are enough to you would have a tendency to ignore the whole breadbasket of America.
Right. So one of the articles I pulled up recently for a presentation was published by the U.S. government about the pros and cons of the Electoral College. Okay. And I thought that was kind of interesting. So you just hit on one of the pros is that, you know, it's a way to kind of equalize the votes out and give small states a piece of the action, so to speak.
But what are the cons?
And then the cons are presented by the U.S. government, not by Susan, pointing this out, although she may agree with them. The reasons the Founding Fathers created the Electoral College is no longer relevant. And really, I mean, there were a lot of reasons for it to exist. Is it currently relevant?
Well,
Don't know. We have a way now of counting every single vote. And back then, no way to count every single vote. You know, hard to get all the votes in. That's why we have such a long time. You know, I mean, when think about horses. You're carrying
you're carrying
these ballots around on horses.
No, I understand.
They go lame, you know.
I mean, back then, you could, you talked about stuffing ballot boxes back then. So
It was different.
Yeah.
And then another con they come up with is that the Electoral College gives too much power to swing states. And we know that there were four swing states this year. You know, there were four states that...
Florida?
Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona were the states that we were counting ballots until the... counting electoral votes and ballots till the very end.
Ohio... And
there are more.
Yeah,
but
you know,
those were the four critical ones this year.
Okay,
so I mean that's kind of an example.
So they're
saying
that gives those states too much power.
It gives them more power.
Okay.
Under the situation, you know, because depending on which way they go, that could easily have swung the election one way or the other. You know,
that's true, depending.
And then the third con they came up with is that the Electoral College ignores the will of the people. And what they're saying there is over 300 million people in the United States, but it comes down to the 538 Electoral College votes that determines who's going to be the president.
But
you know.
In some cases, I think one state it goes by the population. In other words, if 58% vote for one way, they get that many electoral votes, and the rest of them go to the other person. There's two states that do that.
Two states that do that, Nebraska and Maine. And one of the things that's important for people to understand is that although we're voting for president, the way that you vote stays in the state.
Yeah.
It's not federally mandated, generally, how you vote. There are some parts of it because of the Voting Rights Act, but generally states control how things
and which led to all the challenges because some of the states the governors extended voting time past the day of the vote.
Well, they extended the acceptance of the ballots, which is different than the voting. But
and some of the things that were brought up was all these ballots came in. And they threw away the envelopes. So they're really not.
They don't throw away the envelopes, though.
But in these cases, they couldn't tell. Well, in some cases, they did throw away the envelopes. They didn't have the signatures. They didn't have any of the stuff. They just had ballots.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This thing with voting by mail was such a, to me, in my opinion, was such a mistake. Because, it's COVID. Well, so then you extend. You extend the voting period. You give people a week to vote. A week ahead to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You give...
you give them about 4 weeks ahead.
Well,
but,
you know, people
a long time ahead.
People that already have the absentee ballots. I mean, you go through a process there. Mm-hmm. But just getting something in the mail and then sending it back in, you didn't have to do that. I mean, people could mask up. They could open up. The polling places for a week. And then on November 3rd, it's shut down. That's it. You come in and you vote. So I have a lot of questions of fact is that how many millions of votes came in with, do it for this process. And it just doesn't, to me, it's messy.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, a presidential election cannot be messy.
We don't like mess. I mean, we as a country, we criticize other countries that have messy elections, you know, so we don't want to have a mess. I should point out, though, that there are states like Oregon. Oregon has had vote by mail for way before COVID
decades. But how long did it take them to get it so that they know what they're doing and they know that this is going to happen? You're going to get this many votes. I mean, they're ready for it.
They have a polished system in order.
Yeah. And in a county like ours, my hat's off to
Kathy Darling and I were in here together.
My hat's off to her because they look at every vote if they can. But then she also said on that same show, she does not have faith in the Los Angeles vote counting system because it hasn't been completely vetted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's that tell you?
Yeah. You know, it's hard. I was so impressed. I think I told you I had 8 kids from U Prep and Shasta High School with me all day.
Yeah.
And you were interviewed. Linda were interviewed by my kids.
We saw Shasta High School and they were out there for the vote. You know, yes, we will assist anyway.
And so they wandered around Shasta County with their video cams and their street journalism lessons and interviewed a lot of people. But it was fascinating to me because they really had no idea how voting took place. You know, and we showed them the rooms full of envelopes with signatures on them, and we showed them how when a ballot looks questionable, it immediately goes into another pile, and three people look at it, and it's double-checked, and it's figured out.
They'll send it back to the person.
And they'll send it back to the person.
Redo
or
your signature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have to say, I learned a tremendous amount about elections, and I have been an observer. You know, I've been a poll worker in the years that have gone by.
Did they ever keep you so far away you couldn't see what was going on?
Never. And every room had big windows on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so you
couldn't sort of stand over the person and go, "What are you doing?" You couldn't do that, but you could see. And you could see the machines that sorted by zip code.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was fascinating because they actually sort by zip code and so on so that they can tell you how each tract, well, by tract, I think, not by zip code, but they can tell you how each census tract votes.
Yeah.
You know, it's fascinating
to me. It is fascinating. And so that, again, is one of the problems when they were blocking off access to people watching this, when they were putting up cardboard and they were pushing people out, and then they said we're stopping the counting, and then they kept counting. I mean, see that there, I mean, that just seems malevolent to me to do something like that when this should be totally open, totally transparent. And when it wasn't, and then when people complain about it, oh, you're going against the Constitution. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Because it, you know, people are granted this right to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we got to take a break. And Wayne, we'll get to you right after the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. How about giving your loved one the gift for Christmas of fixing all those chips in the windshield?
I need one.
Yeah. Well, you go on down and you see Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business, and tell him, I need this chip fixed because a chip will go into a crack. When it's cold like this, if there's any water in there, it can get into the crack. It freezes and expands it. I mean, the chip, and it will increase the pressure on it and will crack your windshield. Now, he can fix that. He is from the old school. He guarantees his work. He guarantees it for life. So give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or stop by at 3208 South Market Street and give a loved one the gift of not having your windshield crack while you're driving down the road. And I've had that happen before. It was just, wow. I just watched it go all the way across the windshield. Yeah.
And it makes noise, too.
Yeah, you go, and you're going, ah. Anyway, we'll be right back. It's 8:32 in the morning. It's 38 degrees out there.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, this is a bank that has got your best interest at heart. Local board of directors. Three branches, one down in Red Bluff on 500 Riverside Way, one here at 1845 California Street, right down the street from us, and the other in the old Rady Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They are still moving dreams forward through all of this mess of COVID and everything else that's going on. They're still moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And we're talking Electoral College and other ways around it. And we have Wayne on the phone. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey. Living the dream.
Thank you for your program, by the way. We listen every day.
Oh, thank you.
I just had a comment. It's probably been made before, but this is Electoral College. But, you know, when the Founding Fathers put the country together, they had three branches of government. And the Senate gives the small countries, states, representative in government. If it wasn't for that, we could just go by popular vote, and the big states, California, New York, Texas, would completely run the government. And that's why this Georgia election for Senate is imperative for us as conservatives, it's going to limit the amount of power that the upcoming administration will have, because the Senate could block a lot of the bills that might be just breeze right through Congress. I don't know what your thought is on that, but I think that, you know, the founding fathers were very wise in setting up the government like they did, gives checks and balances, and it's worked for over 200 years, and it's been the best government ever, and most fair, and that's, you know, that's what they say. We as a country try to be as fair with our population as we can be. There's so much division now in the country, and it's to me, we need to sit down and finish, or not finish, but to discuss situations. But this, you know, attack, it's like the this new bill that they just are going to pass. They're still working on it. COVID-19.
Yeah.
They started attacking each other right away. Well, the Republicans did this. Well, the Democrats did this. And it's like, you know, you got people hurting out here, and you got people debating for months with their own political agendas instead of getting something done. It's just,
well, you know, you're absolutely right, Wayne, and in your observations there. And the fact is that it's every one of those people voting for it, they still get paid every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they get, you know,
take their
yeah.
Salaries away and see how
yeah,
it
why don't
goes.
We just tie it to making the government run correctly? I have no problem with that. And the other thing too, about if you have one branch of the government, you have the judicial branch is supposed to be the honest broker, then you've got the presidential branch, and then the legislative branch. One of those, you know, as far as the House of Representatives and the Senate, it's always good to have the other party in there to at least balance it out, so they have to talk to each other. Wayne, thanks so much for your call, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day now. God bless you now. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That's a good point. You know, to me, that this race down in Georgia is real important.
Uh-huh.
Because there's so many scary things I'm hearing out there, like, well, let's do away with the filibuster. Whoa.
Yeah, it would be nice if we would just all talk to each other all the time in the Congress, versus the games that are played to pass a bill.
Yeah.
That's where I go. I mean, let's work together. We have the potential to be, I'm not sure we are today, the strongest country in the world. Let's live up to that potential.
Well,
and it takes all of us to live up to that potential.
And it does. But what everybody that's a decision maker, whether it's at the state, the feds, and even at the counties, all those people get paid every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They get
good medical care, too.
They get good medical care. They get paid every 2 weeks. And I'm not saying they don't deserve it, but there's no sense of urgency. I get the feeling that in Congress there's no sense of urgency because it's a political thing, and they get paid every 2 weeks. You know, if they were tied to the fact that, okay, you get this because this many businesses are going under, you take a pay cut of 50%. Whoa!
Well, do you remember in California when they stopped paying the legislature because they didn't pass the budget
yeah.
in California? This was years ago.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, they passed a law about that. Guess what?
Now have a budget on time.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the Electoral College, we were talking about the Electoral College, and there's an end-around game going right now.
Sure. And again, give me a minute, and I'll talk to you about that.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and finish up on that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. I already said that. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm okay. You know, this is where I get my haircut. In fact, I've got to call them today. I have to give them a call at 244-9478, set up an appointment to go in there. We're masked. You get disposable drapes. It's really safe in there. If you're worried about that, if you're worried about catching anything there, you're not going to catch it in this barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. I love this place. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Susan Wilson and Shasta County Citizens Advocate and Respect.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $50,000 holiday cash swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Wednesdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
More drawings, more winners, more fun. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. 25 grand, 25 winners. December 30th. What would you do with all that cash?
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. WindRiver.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:47 in the morning. It is 37 degrees out there. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. We're talking Electoral College, pros and cons. Of course, I think they're all pros. And, you know, Susan, you know, she says, no, there's reasons why. And one of the things we learned today is that the county of Los Angeles has 10 million people on it, which outnumbers
most of the states in the union.
41 states in that one county. And so when you think about the Electoral College and why there's two senators for every state, and then in the House, it's, you know, by, represented by population, there's a reason for Electoral College. And people go, no, it's democracy, it's democracy. And I remind people that democracy gave you slavery, gave you Jim Crow laws, gave you so many of these other things. A democracy did that. That perhaps having Electoral College is that last bastion of common sense there. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I had a thought about if only property owners were allowed to vote, then we would have more of an even census of people that want to keep things going the way for your counties and everything, single property owners. And that way we do away with the illegal voters and stuff like that.
Well, you know, that's one thing, but you would also do away with my parents. Because, you know, he's a Navy veteran, a Korean War veteran, and they don't own a house. They rent a house. What about that?
And you do away with many of the young people as
that,
well, who can't afford a house.
So,
you know,
and many of those that can't own a house and they're renting are Republicans, and as are my in-laws. And so that's the problem I see with that, Jim. But you're saying if you don't have skin in the game, you shouldn't be able to vote.
That's right, and you don't think your in-laws are smart enough to vote correctly?
Well, no, I do, but the thing is you said you've got to be property owners, and they're not property owners now. They have been their whole lives, but now they rent a house.
Oh.
That's my problem with that. Okay,
that'd be a start, and then you can work your way up. You don't change things around.
And actually, that's the way our country did start. I mean,
you
had to be a property owner to vote.
Even if that property was slaves. Yeah, that's property. Okay, thanks a lot, Jim. You know what? I think when you start putting to me, and this is where, you know, I think that before you're the president, you should have served in the military, because. You know what? At least you have an idea before you send us off in some kind of capricious thing there that, that sounds good. Let's just go. Yeah. And most of Congress and most of the Senate have never served in the military.
Right.
But even more dangerous, none of their staffs have ever served.
Or their children.
Well, you know, now this is about Joe Biden. He's had two sons.
Well, I don't mean none.
That his oldest son served honorably, and then died tragically from cancer. His second son was in the military. He got kicked out for drugs. My main thought on this is that most of the people that are making these laws or researching it or writing these things have never been in the military.
Or in other countries. I mean, there are a lot of experiential things that we simply don't have. And that's always an issue for us to look at when we vote for people,
okay.
Is to say, who are they? So
now, what is this?
I do want to talk about this end around the Electoral College, as you put it, the end around. But one of the things that's coming up right now is this thing called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. And this compact is an agreement among a group of U.S. states and the District of Columbia to award their electoral votes to whichever presidential candidate gets the popular vote. And so it's a brand new thing. Not brand new. It's been around for a few years, but it's brand new in my head. I had never really heard of it. California has passed it and agreed to do it. If
this does away with the
other states
college
do. No, it doesn't really, because you still use the Electoral College voting system. But you assign it sort of differently.
Well, okay, so say California votes Republican. But let's just say they do it.
It'll
55.
Be a few years before that happens. I hate to burst your bubble.
Well, no, not as long. Gavin. We need Gavin for at least another year. He'll turn people in a, you know, he's turning people right now. It's just a remarkable.
It's a difficult time.
Okay, anyway, but so just to say they voted Republican.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's just keep it. They vote Democrat, 55 Electoral College votes. That means if Trump had won the Electoral College and won the popular vote, and lost the vote in California by 5-10 million votes,
he would be president.
They would have to do it that
way. That's right. That's right. That's right. So I like the way that you put it, so that people understand that it's not biased towards either party technically. It's not biased towards,
but it does away.
What it says is
with choice.
No, it makes every vote count a little bit better to me. I kind of like it myself.
To me, it makes votes count less, because now you're relying on, you know, your state votes strong one way or the other, and they have no choice now. Mm-hmm. An electoral college is built so that the state legislature, who appoints their electors, one Republican, one Democrat, that then they tell them, okay, then we have just, because of the vote, we've elected this group of electoral college.
Mm-hmm.
It takes away a state's, totally takes away the state's rights to vote, mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah, it's just a really different system, you know, and a different way of looking at things. So I don't particularly think of it as an end around, but it's surely a different way of looking at things, because it's... I suspect that it will be very difficult to go to a national popular vote count.
It'll never happen.
Yeah.
It is literally easier judicially to make the state of Jefferson than it is to go to change the Electoral College. It just is. You don't need 38 states voting to change that. That rule for Electoral College.
The last thing I want to say is, one of the things that I think that we will be doing more and more is doing vote by mail. I think that we have trouble keeping precincts open. We have trouble getting votes in on time. I think that people will solidify and professionalize their vote by mail system.
If you want to do
to make it work better,
absentee ballots. What? That's where it's filled out. You get an absentee ballot because you've already registered. But this simply inundating us I can see. Well, Shasta County votes mainly by absentee.
Yeah, something like 60.
Yeah.
What'd you say? 63% or something like that.
Go by electoral. You go by absentee ballot.
Right.
I have no problem
right.
with that.
And I love voting that way, because I sit down with all my stuff and I mark it, and you know, I really love voting that way.
I would kind of miss going from the little voting booths, mm-hmm. going from booth to booth, helping people make their choices.
I love talking to you, Carl.
I went in once and said, they said, okay, your name? Rick Bassetti. And she looks at me. Rick Bassetti? I went, Rick Bassetti. And she goes, Carl, you're not Rick Bassetti. That's the part about having, you know, local. I said, oh, okay. And, you know, anyway. Okay. Susan, thanks. We've still got like 3 minutes left. Next time we're going to talk about, wouldn't you say intersectional?
We're going to talk about intersectionality next
okay.
time. And intersectionality goes much more with my SCAR hat and my Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And one of the things that intersectionality addresses is bias, and how, you know, a lot of times we look at a person and we say, you're black, we don't like black people, therefore we don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
And intersectionality makes it even more complicated. You know, makes bias more complicated, because it was developed by this woman, a black woman, who said, not only am I black, but I'm a woman, so I have two sources of bias. And maybe I'm short and I'm a midget, and then I have three sources of bias. But, or maybe I'm tall, good looking, and I'm going to be a supermodel, so I have less bias against me. And just the complications of bias is basically what we're going to talk about.
Okay. All right, but I can argue that one.
I'm sure you can.
Because, you know, now if you're a white male, I feel complete bias against me, because anything wrong is because of white male, the patriarch society type thing. Everything that there's a problem with is because of white males. Mm-hmm. Yet white males are going to college a lot less. You know, their percentages are down, where women percentages are way up. Everything that's wrong in this country is because of white males.
But I think intersectionality plays into that as well. So this will be a fascinating conversation because I think that we address some of the issues that you're talking about as
I'm going to find my book that talks about the states, how the United States has never been united, that there's different sections of the country from the South to the Northeast to the Midwest.
West Coast, East Coast.
And their own
culture, their own trait, absolutely.
However,
absolutely.
That is changing some because so many people are moving. Like right now, Texas is inundated with California people. And as you can see, all the big companies are moving out of California.
And several of my nieces and nephews have moved to Texas with Google and other companies, you know, big companies.
And they like it there because more freedom, less taxes and all that, but they're bringing their cheap they're bringing their beliefs that could change that. And then, so how's, you know, so what they've done is they've moved, they've immigrated into a, you know, they assimilate, but then they want to change.
But, you know, this also applies to the United States and the rest of the world.
It does.
I mean, we're all doing this. Thank you, Carl.
Wilson, thank you so much for being here. And everybody, you know, have a great day. Take care of yourself out there. And you've got 4 more shopping days till Christmas. And